What's up, D-Squad? Happy Friday, or happy whatever day it is when you're listening to this. I hope you had a beautiful week, and if not, that's okay, because you get to try again next week. If you're new to this space, I am Duchesse Iladuhaye, and this is the Discovered Oasis podcast. This week has been a fun one for me. I got to catch up with two people while recording episodes for the podcast. And you know what I love the most about recording sessions? They take me back to the motherland. Some of you might know I am currently in Toronto, but because this podcast is all about African returnees, my guests are always somewhere in Africa. So talking to them just makes me think back of my time there, you know? And speaking of returnees, that's today's topic. When I was doing research for this podcast, I kept searching for the right term to describe people who move back to Africa after leaving abroad for an extended amount of time. And the term returnee kept coming up. And this is the definition that I found. An African returnee typically refers to someone of African descent who returns to live in Africa after residing elsewhere, especially in Western countries. That's pretty simple, right? But I also kept seeing the term repat, especially on social media. And it got me a bit confused. Are those terms the same? Are they different? I kept doing my research, and this is what I found about the term repat. It's a term that got super popular after Ghana's year of return. Do you know what that means? Good. You're smart. Oh, you don't? That's okay. I got you. In 2019, the Ghanaian government launched a major initiative that they called the Year of Return, which marked 400 years since the first enslaved Africans arrived in Virginia in the States. The goal for this initiative was to encourage members of the African diaspora, especially African Americans, to return to Ghana to reconnect with the land of their ancestors. And let's be real, it was a brilliant way to showcase Ghana as this amazing place to live and to invest in. It became a whole movement. And I'm pretty sure you saw celebrities like Steve Harvey, Idris Elba, Cardi B. They all went to Ghana, and it was all part of this initiative. And that's when we started seeing people documenting their journeys back home on social media using the hashtag repat. So, are returnee and repat the same? Are they different? Yes and no. Let me break it down to you like this. Imagine moving back to Africa is like going to this huge party. Returnees, that's everyone that shows up to the party with each their own reason for being there. You've got the fresh graduates coming back from school abroad. And on the other side, you also have those whose parents moved away years ago. And now they're like, you know what? I want to experience living in my parents' homeland. Now, repats, they're coming to this party with something a bit different in mind. It's deeper than just moving back. It's about finding themselves, their identity, their roots. And this is one way of seeing it. All repats are returnees, but not all returnees call themselves repat. I know it's a bit confusing, but take this example. Somebody who takes pictures might call themselves a photographer, and somebody else would be like, oh, I'm just a content creator. It's almost the same thing, just different vibes. For this podcast, though, I am only sticking with returnee because it's like a big umbrella term. It covers everyone's stories, whether you're moving back for 2 years or you're third generation African-American choosing to make Africa your home. The beautiful thing about being a returnee is that everyone's story is different. And you're going to hear it for yourself because starting next month, I'm bringing on my guest. It's not just about, you know, packing your bags and hopping on a plane. It's about the journey, really, both the physical and the emotional one. Some people know exactly what they're getting themselves into. Others are in for a whole bunch of surprises. And trust me, I've heard stories. Now, let me share with you my returnee story. In the last episode, I told you about how I've always known that I would move back to the motherland at some point in my adulthood. I left when I was young, and I always felt like there was more to Burundi than what I was able to experience as a teenager. You know how it is when you're young. You pretty much go whatever your parents take you. So somehow I always wanted to go to Burundi without anyone telling me where I can and cannot go. I wanted to discover my country. There's this saying in Kirundi that goes, "Bakubise washaka kurira," and it roughly translates to "the bit the person that wanted to cry." And I know it sounds weird in English, but it's like, you know, when you're feeling emotional about something and you want to watch an emotional movie so you can cry and let the tears out. That's what happened to me in 2021 when my mom got sick. She was in Burundi while my siblings and I were stuck in Canada because, yep, you guessed it, COVID. It was a very, very, very scary moment for us. We almost lost her. Thank God she's okay today. But the second I found a flight that goes to Burundi, I was gone. I quit my job because they wouldn't give me any kind of leave, and I went home to be with my mom. With everything that I've been feeling about returning home, this was the right push that I needed. It turned into a two-year journey that changed everything for me. And during the time there, I was documenting my journey on social media, and some of you started reaching out about moving back. Let me tell you, the number of people who came up to me asking, "Why did you move? What made you stay? How can I prepare for my move to Burundi?" It was endless. Some questions, to be honest, I could answer easily, but others, not so much. I was still figuring them out myself, you know? Now, remember when I said you all inspired me to create this podcast? This is exactly what I meant. I wanted to create this space to have more people share their returnee stories, for us to learn from each other and help each other in making the big move. That's why, like I said, starting in December, you won't just be hearing from me, but from other Africans who've taken this leap of faith and made the move. Is it safe to say thank you now for inspiring me to put this show together in attempt to bring answers to your questions, your very hot questions about moving to the motherland? I think so. So thank you. And since we've already established that this is a team project, you and I working together, can I count on you to rate, review, and share this podcast on wherever you listen to it? And hey, if you've got questions about returning to Africa and there is something specific you want to hear about in future episodes, please slide in my DMs. I'll make sure I leave the link in the description. I would really love to hear from you. Before I wrap this up, I wanted to tell you this. Being a returnee isn't just about the physical move. It's about the stories we create, the stories we share, the dreams we chase. And whether you're a temporary returnee like me, listening from somewhere else that's not Africa, or you're already on the continent, this is your space too. I want you to think of someone who would enjoy hearing these stories because maybe they are making their own move, and send them this podcast. And like I always say, no matter where you are, there's always a path to discovering your own oasis. I'll talk to you soon.